49ers, Saints, two teams headed for another memorable showdown in the Big Easy. Welcome to 49ers Total Access, an inside look at the San Francisco 49ers.
Touchdown, 49ers!
49ers Total Access with Joe Fonzi and Melissa Galvin.
Get him!
Touchdown, 49ers!
49ers Total Access is presented by Stanford Medicine, the official healthcare partner of the San Francisco 49ers.
From the 49ers Preview Center in Santa Clara, it's 49ers Total Access. Hello again, everyone. I'm Joe Fonzi.
And I'm Melissa Galvin.
Coming up on today's show, he's evidence of the importance of depth on a NFL 53-man roster. Glenn Dorsey getting a chance to play this year, and we had the defensive lineman wired for sound.
It's considered to be one of the strengths of the team, and the 49ers offensive line is mostly homegrown. We get to know a little bit more about them.
And as we continue to look back at the great moments in Candlestick Park history, at the time, it was the biggest comeback ever. It's still considered the game that catapulted the 49ers into the dominant decade of the 80s. In the highly competitive world that is the NFL, sometimes it's just about getting a chance to get out on the field.
When Ian Williams got hurt earlier this year, Glenn Dorsey got a chance to show what he can do. This week, he's mic'd up.
Yeah. Go, let's go, let's go. Go time, go time, let's go, let's go, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Work day, work day, work day, work day. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Yeah. Let's go. Now he's down, he's short. Brace, brace. Woo! Yeah. Yeah!
Keep it up, bro!
I'm gonna get it. There you go, Frankie!
Let's go, 9-9!
Hey, defensive game, man. Y'all know what it was. Let's go.
Watch out, watch out.
Go, Bert. Go. Here we go. Hey, let's go, man. Let's go. This big right here. Let's go. Get that money, man. You missed it.
That was big, Tony. Man, that was big right there.
Great job working together there, man.
Woo! All the days work, baby. Yeah. Yo! Hey! I'm big! Hey! Hey! Hey!
All season long, no complaint by the 49ers about the way their defense has played.
The 49ers have a reoccurring web series called Rules of Engagement. And in this week's episode, it's all about Candlestick Park first downs.
We'll be right back.
big game today, fellas. Big game. I think keys to the game, obviously third down, red zone, and it starts with us just getting a lot of first downs.
What the hell is that?
First down.
Arsenio Hall.
We're not going to an Arsenio Hall tape.
There's nothing to do with this.
You really thought that when the 49ers made a first down that the entire stadium was doing Arsenio?
I thought it was a tribute.
To what? His dead career that they're trying to revive?
The San Francisco 49ers do a tribute to Arsenio Hall after every first down. That's a thing you thought?
It's from the movie 300.
Like a battle.
It's a fortress in there. Warriors. We're celebrating them.
Harbaugh is like the Gerard Butler.
That's a good call. He totally would be a Gerard.
Without
same
the abs.
Same abs.
Like Dockers.
It should be Pavlovian. You hear first down, it's first down.
Ow.
See? Now you're talking.
Don't you feel amped?
I got it.
Why did you bring him?
He's friends with my girlfriend's cousin.
The high school. Girlfriend's cousin.
Still to come on this week's show, they say it all starts up front.
And we get to know a little bit more about the 49ers offensive line as 49ers Total Access continues.
49ers Total Access is presented by Stanford Medicine, the official health care partner of the San Francisco 49ers.
This evening, we are at Envision Shelter Network's first ever family shelter in San Mateo. This is part of our annual event we do with our alumni players during the bye week, where they come back and continue to do the service that is part of the 49ers way.
What we're doing, we're serving food, serving fantastic food to a bunch of really great people. This is a shelter for families who need a safe haven, and this is what we're doing. We're out here, we're serving these people and letting them know that they are part of this community, part of this society, and it's a safe place for them.
Well, we're having a fabulous event where the 49er alumni are coming out and providing a lot of entertainment and healthy food for our clients and First Step for Families, where we have 39 homeless families and we got about 90 homeless kids that are benefiting from their wonderful visit here.
Tonight, everyone is having a blast. We've seen lots of smiles, lots of laughs, and everyone's going home with full bellies, so it's really been a successful event. We were thrilled tonight to be joined by some of our favorite partners. We have Sysco Foods contributing some goodie bags for the families. We also had Verizon Wireless volunteers, and Kinder's Barbecue, of course, providing all the families could possibly eat and some take-home items as well. So it's really been a successful event and one we look forward to every year.
So Verizon Wireless coming out to the Envision Shelter Network, it's really a great opportunity to come out and give back to our community. We're playing Candyland, 4Connect, and the kids are just great to work with. They're smiling, they're laughing, they're having a great time. And Candyland does bring back some memories back to my childhood.
Home is a beautiful word, and it's one of those things that we're trying to return to these children.
It means a lot because this is my community, it's a part of it. And I come by this place every day, and I'm just happy that the 49ers have got themselves involved in something like this.
Dennis Brown, one of a large number of 49er alums who have stayed and made the Bay Area home once their playing days were over. Welcome back to 49ers Total Access, brought to you by Stanford Medicine, the official healthcare partner of the San Francisco 49ers. You know, it wasn't much bigger when you were a kid than a brand new pair of Levi's.
The 49ers and Levi's recently played host to some kids. Not only did they get a pair of Levi's, they got a visit from Jim Harbaugh. Today, Levi's donated 215 pairs of jeans, 215 t-shirts, and 215 backpacks. They also created this wonderful, magical locker room so that local foster youth could come in, find their own personalized locker,
find a backpack hanging on that locker, and then they could go out and watch the remainder of practice.
Can't tell you how happy we are to have you as visitors. We get a lot of visitors out here, as you can imagine, but nobody more pleased to have young people out here at our practice.
Really, it's the 49ers and Levi's coming together to take the community of kids, foster kids, and basically giving them a chance to see players live, to get a pair of jeans, get a backpack. It was an awesome experience to bring the kids out, see how excited they can get with football and Levi's coming together, 49ers style.
Our mission is really about creating healthier communities through lifelong partnerships, and that's serving kids who are in foster care. So partnering with the 49ers on an opportunity like this, again, it's really about the community and the 49ers coming together as one and really focusing on creating a great day for kids that are in foster care.
I love the kids, baby.
So this project began as a vision of Coach Harbaugh's, who at the beginning of the summer, when the players had collected a sum of money and we were asked what they wanted to do with that money, Coach Harbaugh wanted it to go to foster youth.
It was a team idea that really came about last April, and just everybody kind of collaborated on it. Money was from the players, and Levi's chipped in, and thought it'd be great to do it at a practice, and it was a very successful event.
You know, we could talk a lot about Levi's and the 49ers and football and blue jeans, but at the end of the day, seeing smiles on kids' faces is pretty priceless. And to be able to be a part of that and to see our locker rooms and the kids' names on the locker with Levi's and the 49ers, and then a bag and a pair of jeans, and then come out and see the players, and the smiles speak a thousand words.
This guy was out there. Guy was out there running around, had kids chasing him. Got a little extra conditioning in today,
Got some conditioning in. I did some footwork drills with the guys trying to catch me, so maybe it'd be a little bit more elusive this week.
I just want to say on behalf of the team, it's our pleasure to be able to help you guys. You know, this is special to me because I was in the foster care myself. So, you know, anything helps, and I'm just glad that we're able to give back.
The fellas loved it, and they stayed out and took pictures and signed autographs and played catch and ran around. Just gives you a good feeling.
49ers in the Community has been brought to you by U.S. Bank, proud to be the official bank of the 49ers. Get more at 49ersbanking.com.
Welcome back to 49ers Total Access. You know, the 49ers have made a big investment in their offensive line. Joe Staley, Anthony Davis, and Mike Iupati are all first-round draft picks.
Throw in Alex Boone and Jonathan Goodwin, and you've got some characters there. Who better to talk about the offensive line than the O-linemen themselves?
Talk about the offensive line. We got from Joe Staley, Mike Iupati, all the way down. We got some guys that can get it done.
Ain't me everything to me. Without them guys, I won't be me.
This is the tightest group I've ever been a part of. We can talk to each other about anything.
They're aggressive players. Play with an attitude.
You want me to be honest?
Yeah.
These dudes are, without a doubt, the toughest guys I know. Every one of them. You know, Joe, Mike, John, AD. If they catch you slipping, they're going to knock you out, and you're going to be sorry. They won't ever hold back a punch. They're going to make sure that you remember them forever. And that's the one thing I love about them is that they don't hold back ever. And every time we go out there, we're here to play, we're here to go, and they're going to punch you in the mouth, and it's going to hurt for a long time.
You definitely have that switch. You meet any one of us off the field, and we're all kind of good-natured, like to joke around, kind of guys that you want to grab a beer with and just hang out with. But once we get in that building with Harbaugh and Solari and Drevs, it starts with them, and then it kind of goes down through the veteran guys, down to the rookies. As once we get in that room, it's all about football and it's all about business. So we have that flip that we switch.
Part of being a part of this offensive line is you have to be detailed in what you do, and that stems from our coach. And these guys know everything top to bottom of this playbook, and they play like that. You know, they're not worried about anything. You can put anything in front of them, they're going to get it done. And it's a fun group to be a part of for sure, because when you have five guys that are Pro Bowl caliber, it makes it pretty special. And, you know, I think all those guys are right up there and the best in the league.
You know, I'm inside, so I don't really, you know, get to go up against Anthony Davis a lot, you know, but, you know, that's a tough matchup there, you know, anytime you face him. You know, inside that I got that I have to go up against all the time is Mikey Potty. He's so good. Just his size gives me a problem, you know what I'm saying? Like, just trying to get around him or see where the ball carrier is, and him being as talented to move his feet and get his hands on me just brings havoc on a linebacker, you know?
Line on three. One, two, three. Wow.
Hey, keep working, baby.
You know we do it every day. Huh?
Come on.
Ball out.
Let it be back. Let it be back. Nice catch.
Offensive line.
We got big guys, strong guys. These guys are outstanding. They do whatever the coaches tell them to do. They play hard. And these are offensive linemen that you want on your team. I'm so thankful for these group of guys that we have, because without them, Frank Gore wouldn't get the yards that he had.
They do a great job. You know, they're physical, athletic, they're very smart. I'm happy that, you know, they're on my team.
You know, we're all a close bunch. We've all been together for 3, 4, 5 years. I think that closeness is, especially in the offensive line, it's a definite benefit.
Somebody needs to hear it, we give it to them, or however it goes, we there to lift each other up.
In the NFL, being on the offense defensive line, you have to be tough mentally, physically. Everything about you has to be ready on game day. You're going to go in, you're going to pound people, and you're going to keep pounding them, and they're going to keep pounding you, and eventually someone's going to win, and that's where you get your pride. You know, you see a defensive line break, that's where your pride comes from. That's when you can kind of turn around and laugh at them, and you're talking to your guys, and I'm with AD and John, and we're laughing about the fact that they're bent over, and they're talking about us, and every day is a fight. There's never any, oh, I'm going to go out and kind of feel my way through this. No, it's a right in the mouth every day.
49ers football is presented by HP, proud technology partner of the San Francisco 49ers.
Some seeds for the 49ers Super Bowl season of 1981 were sown in December of 1980 against the New Orleans Saints. Archie Manning's pass to Ike Harris was one of five first-half touchdowns that gave the Saints a 35-7 lead. Still, second-year coach Bill Walsh saw reason for optimism.
The thing that gave me some hope, not that we necessarily would win, but we could come out and play good football, was the fact that that when we went toward our dressing room at the end of the half, our players ran as a group, obviously with the thought in mind of regrouping and coming out and getting something done.
The 49ers got it done all right. With one touchdown already on the board in the third quarter, Joe Montana found Dwight Clark with a short pass. Clark made a move, splitting two Saints defenders and raced 71 yards to the end zone. Suddenly, it was a 35-21 game. In the fourth quarter, Montana hit Freddie Solomon, who eluded a pair of tacklers and found his way to a 14-yard score. It was 35-28. And then, with a minute 50 left, they were even. Lenville Elliott read blocks from John Ayers and Randy Cross and swept his way to a 7-yard score. The game headed to overtime, tied at 35. In OT, the 49ers got Ray Wershing into field goal range. With his teammates nervously watching, Wershing was down the middle with a 36-yard field goal. Coming back from a 28-point deficit was, at the time, the biggest comeback in NFL history. The 38-35 win was a sign of things to come less than 1 year later. You know, you talk to any of those players from the early 80s, and they say that game was the one that gave them confidence moving forward, but they were never too far behind anytime.
That's going to do it for this week's edition of 49ers Total Access, coming to you from the Wine Cellar in the 49ers Preview Center.
And part of the California heritage that will be celebrated in the new Levi's Stadium. Now, from Melissa Galvin, our entire crew, I'm Joe Fonzie. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you again next week on 49ers Total Access.
Forty-Niners Total Access has been brought to you by Stanford Medicine, the official health care partner of the San Francisco 49ers. Catch exclusive 49ers shows through Xfinity On Demand. Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. And U.S. Bank, proud to be the official bank of the 49ers. Get more at 49ersbanking.com.